Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Today is the closing day for public submissions on proposals for developing a greenway on the Cooley Peninsula, linking the towns of Dundalk and Carlingford. Now, plans for the greenway have proved contentious for some members of the community there, and they've sparked protests, petitions, large signs around the area saying Cooley says no to the greenway. Well, our reporter Maura Fay has been meeting local residents and is with us now. Good morning, Maura.
Good morning, Claire.
So, will you firstly tell us what is planned here with this greenway? Because there's unease among local for several reasons, I understand, around the plans.
That's correct. So Louth County Council, with the support of Transport Infrastructure Ireland, are currently developing proposals for a greenway walking and cycling route to link the towns of Dundalk and Carlingford. Last Friday, a convoy of tractors, cars and lorries made its way from Cooley to hand in a petition of over 2,000 signatures objecting to the greenway, along with 1,300 submissions on the project to the offices of Louth County Council. I met with several local people this week and they've been telling me that their concern over the project began on the 19th of June last, when the route corridor options for the greenway were made public at a meeting at the Ballymascandon Hotel. One of the people I spoke to is Anne-Marie Murphy. She grew up in Cooley, spent some time abroad, and is now looking to build a home in the area for her family. She thinks the greenway is going to impact on availability of housing for local people due to an increase in tourism. And as you'll hear now, she has a very personal reason for her objections to the plans.
We obviously looked for planning permission, and when we first moved back from London, we actually found it really difficult to find somewhere to rent in Cooley, such is its touristic appeal. There's actually, looking at it, it hasn't gotten much better in the last 2 years. There's three places in the Cooley Peninsula to rent, and there are 17 houses for sale. So if you think about it, when we came back, in 2019, we started the planning permission process. Cooley's an area of outstanding natural beauty in terms of the planning development scheme, which, and rightly so, it should be. And we want to see stringent planning and well thought out planning. But for us, it's taken 5 years. And you can imagine, thankfully, my family, we've gotten planning permission in April of this year. And then in May, June time, I find out by just conversations with friends that there's a greenway proposed. And the biggest irony of all is that it's going straight through our derelict house that we're planning to redevelop. And
that's one of the proposed routes.
Exactly. C7 goes right through this derelict house. And if we bring in more touristic activities, absolutely, I'm so for greenways. I use them all the time. But not when we have such a massive need for housing in this country. Today, there's 14,000 people homeless. And I'm actually embarrassed to be talking to you about greenways. And essentially, if you think about it, if you bring more tourists to the area, where are local people, where are young families going to actually live when the appeal is for short-term lets for tourists? So we're not anti-tourists. We want to share Cooley with whoever wants it, but let's get the basics right first.
So you think a greenway would directly impact on the availability of housing for local people?
100%. Right now, actually, there were 3 houses to rent, 17 to buy. And do you want to guess how many Airbnbs were available? 3-bed entire houses.
I've no idea, tell me.
Cooley Peninsula, 212. So that's what we're up against. And in order to, can I just say, to buy any of those houses, an average of 400,000, which means you and your family need to be pulling in over 110,000 euros. So yeah, my generation, it's laughable. It's actually, if I didn't laugh, I'd cry.
That's Anne-Marie Murphy there. So more of the landowners and the farmers then, how do they feel about the greenway?
The farmers and landowners that I spoke to are concerned that if the route that ends up being selected traverses their land, that their land will be taken through a compulsory purchase order, or CPO. That's a legal function that allows certain statutory bodies to take land or property without the owner's consent. Now, we've typically seen CPOs used in the past when it comes to building things like roads, but a spokesperson for the project did stress that the use of a CPO would be an absolute last resort. One of the people I spoke to whose land may be potentially affected by the greenway is Anne Carroll, and she outlined her concerns to me.
I'm born and bred on Cooley Peninsula. My family have farmed here for a long, long number of years. Lots of sleepless nights these nights on the Cooley Peninsula. People are upset, distressed, and actually quite angry. I read the 249-page report, the plan for what they're going to do to our peninsula. As I turned the pages, my anger grew when I looked at the beautiful fields that we owned and that my neighbours owned, and that the plans were to dissect them. We sheep farm on the Cooley Peninsula, and there's a plan to put the green mist straight through the field with the sheep. Now, I can just only imagine all the dogs. 95% of the people obey the rules in the Greenway and they keep their dogs under control. But it will be the 5% who will torture us with chasing after our sheep. To walk the land that your father walked is a very emotional and a very special, and I suppose a privilege to do. But when you find out that it's going to be destroyed on you, by gosh, it does annoy you. The people are just distraught. There's going to be dairy farms with greenways running through them. So the cows are going to be in one end, and then there's going to be a greenway, and then you'll have cows the other side. How do you tell a bull that's a greenway, don't go there? How does people spray their crops with their sprayers if you have an active greenway going through that field? How do you cut your corn? It's absolutely ludicrous. They have a lane through my vegetable garden at the side of my house. Now, what happens to my privacy? And you know what, even more important, what happens to the family of little hedgehogs that's there in the hedge? There's no way will I allow that happen while I'm able to speak and do my best to fight it. We do like the greenways. I'm a cyclist myself. I've used them all around the country. I have no qualms about a greenway, but putting it through good land, no way.
Very strong feelings from Anne Carroll. And she said it there herself, you know, the people who use the greenways tend to love them. Like, they're a really popular amenity. But would you say that they're not generally viewed as a beneficial community asset from what you've heard?
Well, in the last 10 years or so, we've seen a lot of greenways from for walking and cycling developed. There's the Waterford Greenway, the Royal Canal Greenway and the Great Western Greenway, to name just a few. Now, they've been developed along old railway lines or canal towpaths, which isn't exactly the case with Cooley. There is an old train line that's since been demolished, and a lot of it has been developed. Some route options also follow the existing regional roads. So depending on the route that's going to be selected, it will be a relatively new route. The government this year has allocated €72 million to local authorities to progress 70 greenway projects across the country. I spoke to environmental journalist John Gibbons, who's a staunch proponent of greenways, and asked him for his thoughts on the Cooley Greenway project.
This particular greenway is part of a cross-border project that is designed to link all the way from Dundalk up to Carlingford and all the way to Newry. So it's a cross-border project that should allow hugely increased and improved access for people in the area. And generally speaking, when greenways come to a particular area, they tend to be really well received. Case in point is one I'm personally very familiar with, which is the Waterford Greenway. The local council describes this as the jewel in the crown of tourism in County Waterford. It has rejuvenated parts of rural Waterford. It has brought income for small businesses, for farmers, for pubs and shops. It has even rejuvenated, say, Dungarvan. So this is the benefit, the positive benefit of Greenway. And they've done that working with local landowners. They did have the benefit of being able to partially use a train line, of course, which always makes life easier. But they also had to work with and get the agreement of local landowners. So I think when people understand that in the round, the benefit of greenways, then you tend to have a much more positive approach to it. I don't really understand why the narrative in the case of the Cooley Peninsula has been dominated by such a negative approach to it. I don't understand really the basis for the high levels of concern that are being articulated here, other than to say that people tend to be fearful of change. That's understandable. And I think it's up to the people promoting the Greenway to allay those concerns and also to make it clear to people the huge benefits that greenways bring to local communities.
Environmental journalist John Gibbons. Now, the developers of this project, Louth County Council and Transport Infrastructure Ireland, you've been speaking to them. Maura, what are they saying about it all?
So they're inviting the residents, property owners and landowners in Dundalk, Carlingford and the surrounding areas, members of the public and other interested parties to have their say on the greenway submissions on the preferred route closed today. The council say that they welcome the public's feedback as it will be used to assist the design team in determining the preferred route corridor, which will be presented at a third public consultation envisaged to take place later this year. I did speak to people in the towns of Dundalk and Carlingford, the two towns that would be potentially linked by this greenway, and asked them for their thoughts on the project.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. Yeah, it should have been here years ago. It'll join up all the greenways to Newry.
You cycle yourself, would you be using
it? I cycle every day. It's good. It's good for the head, good for the body.
So you'd like the greenway there so you could cycle to, say, Newry?
Yes, yeah. But keep us off the road. The roads are too dangerous now.
Yeah, probably would be in favour. It would be good for everyone here. Something to do then on the weekend and things like that, you know.
Is it something you'd be in favour of, against?
Against, because it's going through people's land.
I think it's a good idea. It's a facility for people to walk and to enjoy the countryside. So I think, all in all, yeah, I think it's a good idea.
I think it could cause a lot of problems for families out there. They'll have to do enough. I think there should be more meeting the people and discussing it. That's what I would think. They're going across private family land and right beside houses.
Wouldn't be in favour at all. I just wouldn't. I don't think it's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea. Yeah, it's really, really good. So, like, we would have used the greenway this year down in Waterford and cycled part of that between, I think it was Dungarvan and Waterford, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And, like, I think it's really, really good idea. Getting people outdoors, good for local business, good for tourism.
Well, there would know a lot of people that have land and they would be against going through private land that's been in the families for centuries. And there must be an alternative plan that would suit everyone.
I think it's a great idea. It's done wonders for Omeath and that area. I don't see any reason why we shouldn't do it between Dundalk and Carlingford.
Terrible idea. Terrible. Because it's going to disturb the place out there. I live out there. I don't want it.
I think it's a good idea. Like, no harm. I don't think, like, this. I don't see what the big issue is if they do it or don't do it. You know, that kind of way. Like, I think it'd be a nice idea.
I may consider using it, but I think you should take into account the livelihoods of the farming community out in Cooley, in that area in Cooley. There's already a lovely greenway in at the marina in Carlingford, going out that way. So there's lots and lots of mountain walks you can go on and whatever. But I think you should consider the people, the farming community out there too.
It's a fairly divisive issue, Maura. Thank you very much, Maura Fay, there on the greenway on the Cooley Peninsula. Coming up next, we'll hear about objections to the new XL bully dog rules.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.